Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through pretty things.
Lord, welcome to the Contender for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, there's always something going on. I tell you, from one week and from one day to the next, you know, there's so much going on and so much that the body of Christ needs to be doing in this last hour. We need to say, Lord, have mercy on your church, on your body, on today. I tell you, I'm very disturbed and grieved by what I see in the state of the church today. And every week you hear me say the same thing. And it's getting worse. You know, the word of God said judgment must begin in the house of God. And we can see that judgment has begun in the house of God today. And I feel like Paul, you know, he was grieved about what he saw. And I'm grieved. I'm very disturbed about what I see, you know, how the church went to sleep and, you know, we have not prayed and sought God's face and fast and prayed like we're supposed to do and stay alert. So when the enemy came in, he came in like a flood. But he weren't supposed to come in like a flood on you on today. If you had stayed in the word of God and kept your mind stayed on him, like the word of God said he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, yes, he will keep you in perfect peace as you continue to keep your mind stayed on him in this last hour. I tell you, the church is doing so many things that God has not told his body to do. You know, it was about warning the people of their sin and warning people that you must be born again. You need a Savior in this last hour. I tell you, when you look around and the church world is saying that, you know, it's the new age thing now, that you, there is no heaven, there is no hell, and there is no sin. And, oh, my God, if there is no sin, then why did Jesus even come? Why do you even have church? I mean, come on now. I mean, some things just, you know, I mean, it's just common sense. Why are you even having church? You know, why don't you just have a club and just let it be club and not even include the church, not even include the body of Christ? Well, Jesus Christ did come. Oh, yes, he did. He come to redeem us back where Adam and Eve has failed. And it's the same structure as you see today where the church has compromised, just like Adam and Eve did. Oh, yes, the church has been deceived. The church has, you know, fallen away from truth. The church is no longer standing for righteousness. The church is no longer standing for holiness. But we are telling you here in this last hour, you need to seek God like never before. We're coming from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times, oh, my God, look around you. This is the latter times. Oh, yes, it is. You can see that the signs of judgment is all around about you. Wake up now, he said, in the latter times, some shall what? He didn't say all. There's still some of us still holding on. He said some shall depart, meaning leave from the faith. And that's what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. They left from, you know, they changed their mind from what God had told them to do. They left the place where God had placed them. And I don't know how in the world that the church feel like, you know, you can do whatever you want to do and you're going to remain in the same place. Oh, no, no, no. They were removed from the garden. And you're going to be removed from God's house, you know, when you don't do what his word said. He said, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed. Who are you listening to? Giving heed. They were listening to the serpent. Giving heed. Who are you listening to? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. When you look around at the church today, oh, yes, you see demons all in the house of God today. I mean, this is not God. I'm telling you, dancing and cussing and, I mean, some of everything is going on in the sanctuary. Oh, no. He said, get the strangers out. I'm telling you. The word of God said, speaking lies. Oh, they're lying to you, telling you it's a new thing now. And, oh, God don't mean what he told you to do from the beginning. Just like the serpent went to Adam and Eve and tried to get her to change her mind, which he did. He brought in doubt. And that's what has happened to the church today. They are now doubting the word of God. They are no longer believing the truth. They are listening. They have itching ears. And I'm telling you, just a lifeless church. No heartbeat. Wake up. I'm telling you, we're living in the last and evil days, and the signs of the times are all around about you. Like I said, even Paul, you know, he was grieved, and I'm grieved today. Every time I turn around and I see all this stuff that's taking place in the house of God, even outside the house of God, it's very disturbing to me. I mean, just compromising everywhere. You know, Paul, he was trying to warn the people, you know, because of the compromising, you know, because of the standards, the lowering of the standards in the house of God. Oh, my God. Take a look around. Examine what's taking place around you. Examine what's being said to you in this last hour. You know, I'm telling you, we're going to Philippians chapter 3. And verse 18, it says, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and then it says, for many walk, it said, of whom I had told you often, and now telling you even weeping. Is there anybody weeping about all this stuff that they see? Is anybody grieved today? Aren't you grieved in your spirit on today about the way the house of God looks today? You should be. You should feel bad. You should feel a yearning and a yearning inside of you, you know, and disturbing about what you see today. It says they were weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Jesus, of Christ. This is what's going on. They are enemies. They're enemies of the body of Christ today. They're not standing up for righteousness. It's the devil that is the enemy of Christ. That's who it is. It says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, whose mind earthly thing. When you look around, what are these pastors going after? Materialism. Money. Money's coming. Bring the money to the prophet's feet. Come on, church. It's getting late in the evening. And we got to stand up for righteousness. Somebody got to say something. You know, you got to reprove. You know, but people don't want to, you know, no, they don't want to be corrected. Oh, no, don't tell me. I can do whatever I want to do. Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want to do, but there are consequences for doing whatever you want to do, to stand on the word of God like never before. I was telling my husband today, I was thinking about Eli and his son, and it's just like that today. When you read about it in, let's see, 1 Samuel, let's go to 1 Samuel. Oh. Welcome, Pastor. Praise the Lord. I was telling him about Eli and his son. I mean, some of everything was going on in the house of God, and we can see that today. Same thing is going on. It's saying in chapter 2 and verse 12, saying, now the sons of Eli was the son of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And a lot of these preachers, I'm looking and I'm saying, Lord have mercy. A lot of these young pastors that's taking over their granddaddies and their uncles, you know, church and stuff, they didn't have a heart for God. Some of these young men are not even saved, never even given their lives to the Lord, and they're up here trying to lead people. And that's what you're seeing today. That's why you're seeing all this garbage taking place and pollution in the house of God, and you're doing whatever you want to do and include whatever you want to include, because see, some of these people never even been saved from the start. They never given their lives to the Lord, but they're running the churches today. And who could that be? That's the enemy. This is what Eli was going on with Eli in the house of God. He was not correcting his son. They were laying with the women. Let's read over it. The 22nd verse, let's see, yeah, the 22nd verse. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. His sons were laying with the women in the church, and that's what you hear today. I mean, the pastors having babies with some of the, you know, the people in the church. I mean, there's so much going on. I tell you, where is the heartbeat of Christ today? Where is the pulse? The church is dead today. And I'm grieved. I don't know about you, but I'm grieved about what I see. How about you, Pastor?
Yes. So, Steve, many things going on in the house of God. It's not going on. Those of us that are in ministry or ministered or servant should be setting the standard of how those that are in the congregation ought to walk. It's not this stuff, do as I say and not as I do. But there should be a standard of godly character and integrity and a godly lifestyle. In the pulpit and out of the pulpit, there should be a lifestyle that is well represented, a kingdom of God. Amen. And Eli's son, they not only slept with the women, but they also got a more offering than they ought to be getting. And the same thing today, there's a lot of ministries that are in the pulpits, churches everywhere that are supposed to be proclaimers, but they are thieves. They are not after the heart of God, but they are all for themselves. And the scripture says that the house of God, and there were those that are bringing in idols in the house of God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men to me. But I want to read you a scripture from the book of Isaiah. Amen. In Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel was not like some of these greasy prophets that come in the house of God that will give you a suggestion and warn you to follow it and try to hypnotize you and that you would follow their instructions and do what they say rather than be under the unction and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's the thing nowadays. You must get the word of God in your soul, in your spirit, that when something is said, the Holy Spirit quickens you and causes the word of the Lord to come alive. Amen. I want you to look with me in Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 7 and 8. The Bible said, their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasure. Amen. They are always wanting silver and gold. They are always wanting treasures. Bible said their land is also full of horses. He said, neither is there any end to their chariots. They're always wanting more. as Isaiah says, greedy dogs, never getting enough. And that's the type of spirit that have invaded those that are in ministry in these last and evil days. Jesus said to preach deliverance to those that are bound, to open the prisons of those that are held captive by the enemy. Amen. We're supposed to be movers and shakers in the kingdom of God, tearing down the very strongholds of the devil. Amen. And we need men and women of God that will stand, as Ezekiel says. He said, I was commanded by God Almighty to prophesy, not just to come in and to get gain and to make profit and to get presence, but to prophesy the word of the Lord, to speak the word of deliverance, to speak the word that will cause the people of God to hear and obey and follow the word of God. But we have these greasy prophets that come in and make merchandise of God's people every day, everywhere. We don't hear anything about God's people being revived, being restored, and being renewed. We have what is called conferences, and you have to pay large sums of money, not only at the big stadiums, but even in churches. They're charging large amounts. He said, come freely, come without price, and to hear the word of deliverance and hear the word of salvation nowadays. We'll have those greasy prophets that come in and make profit off of God's people, make themselves fat and rich, feeding themselves but not the flock of God. Amen. And I see that God is going to bring judgment in the house of God on these ministries that are profiteering off of God's people. It is a shame, and it is certainly appalling, the things that are going on in the house of God. Right is wrong, and wrong is right. That is the doctrine of Satan, satanic people that are under satanic rule and satanic leading. Amen. Right is wrong, and wrong is right. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the house of God. But God, amen, he always raises up somebody on the backside of the desert, somebody that has no name and no fame, but there are voices that's crying in the wilderness. Thus saith the Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Verse 8, the Bible says their land is also full of idols. We have so many idols in the house of God. And we know with the word of God, he said, thou shalt have no other gods. No idols. We have preacher idols. Come on, we have all types of idols, things that we put before us. And we kind of, you know, give more credence to that more so than to worship the true and the living God. The Bible said they worship the works of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And go with me to verse 11. The Bible said, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled. Amen. We got a lot of peacock spirits in the church.
All right now.
Amen. We've got a lot of movie stars with a Bible in the house of God. But God needs men and women that are humble before the Lord, that walk in humility before the Lord. Amen. Not having a lofty look, a exalted spirit. The Bible said, and haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. God wants to be exalted. God should be exalted. Not you, not me, not these men, not these women, but God Almighty. Do you ever hear them to lead you? Amen, to exalt the Lord and not to worship them and not to exalt them and to lift him up. This is a fallacy in the house of God. But God is going to bring down those that are lofty and those that are haughty. Here he says in this particular scripture, he said he's going to bring them down. Verse 12 says, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud, proud, lofty, and high-mindedness. He even has stated, the Bible says he was lifted up in pride. He lifted himself up.
Right.
Amen. And that's what we're seeing, these type of spirits. Amen. We have a lot of demonic snipers in the church.
Right.
They have come to take you out of the will of God. They have come to take you out of the presence of God. They have come to take you away from that which is valuable and precious. We're living in that day.
Oh, yeah.
Bible said it's proud and lofty upon everyone that is lifted up. He shall be bought. No. We're living in that day, in that hour, that these spirits of high-mindedness and men exalting themselves, God Almighty is going to bring judgment. And the scripture says, woe unto them. The shepherds feed themselves. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 34 in the word of the Lord. And that's where we get our word of knowledge and words of wisdom. It is in the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. You got to check out what they say.
Amen.
And watch what they do. And does it line up with the word of God? The Bible said line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Not their own words, but is it the word of God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we need those type of men and women. Isaiah, not Isaiah, but Ezekiel, excuse me, 34, that we want to draw your attention to concerning the word of the Lord. And you notice Ezekiel and Isaiah was not prophesied houses and cars, chariots and new horses and all this stuff that these guys, that these greasy, slick prophets and gullible people in the church are going after. Amen. God says, seek my face. Seek what God's will is for your life. Lord, what is your will?
God.
Even Jesus taught us. He said, Father, not my will, not what I want, but what do you want? What is your will? What is divine purpose? God has a plan, and God has a purpose for you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Even though it seems like you've got nothing left, but I want to give you a word of the Lord today. There is power in what's left. And it may not seem nothing to you, but the God that we serve, God Almighty, who is all-powerful and almighty, he can release power in that which is left in your life. Here the scripture says, Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Amen. And God is speaking, and he said a word against these false shepherds and false prophets, false apostles, false teachers in this last day. And he commands Ezekiel to prophesy against their evil works. And the Bible said, prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. These men that call themselves shepherds.
All right.
Amen. These are the shepherds that care for the sheep, not devour the sheep, not sleep with the sheep. It is incest when a shepherd sleeps with a sheep.
All right.
Incest, spiritual incest.
All right.
Amen. And those who sleep with their sheep and having intercourse with their sheep should be immediately removed. No, you cannot stand behind the pulpit and preach from the Bible when you have defiled your life and sleeping with the sheep. Bible says, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. He said, whoa. And that particular word war means judgment. God is going to bring judgment on stuff that he have given you a period of grace and mercy to repent, but you yet go on and still go in your own way and to destroy and scatter his sheep.
All right.
God takes offense.
Oh, yes.
To those shepherds who are still operating in their own arrogance and their own pride, and they're marketing God's people, and they're going here, and they're going there. But God says, well, whoa! Be unto the shepherds that do feed themselves.
All right.
Amen. A good parent always makes sure their children eat.
That's it.
Before they eat. A good shepherd always makes sure that the sheep gets a balanced meal.
Right.
Amen. We have these ministries that's feeding you sugar.
Huh.
That's feeding you poison candy.
All right. All right.
That will eventually destroy you.
Yes.
And that will weaken you spiritually. And that will cause you to be pulled away from that which is strong. That which you need.
That's it.
The Bible says that they feed themselves, and it says and asks the question, should not the shepherds feed the flock?
All right. All right.
Amen. Should not they feed them the word of God? Amen. That's why it's so important that you as a Christian, beloved, that you get in the Bible for yourself. And the Holy Spirit, show me. Reveal unto me. Make known unto me.
Yes.
What you would have me to do. What would you have for me to say? In verse 3, the Bible said, he said, you eat the fat. And you clothe with wool. He said, kill. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. And God said, I'll give you shepherds, I'll give you pastors that have the heart of God that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. What have happened today, the devil have got in,
oh, yeah,
infiltrated the house of God through these men. They are preaching to you philosophy, but they never been on their knees and got some theology that will correct their theology.
All right.
And we need men and women in these last days that will get on their knees and call on the name of Jesus. And I will guarantee that God from heaven would speak to your very heart.
Oh, yes.
And the word of the Lord that he's clear. And you will know that the Lord God, he is God.
Oh, yes.
And besides him, there is no other. And nobody that, I don't care where he comes from, can't trick you, can't fool you.
That's
but
it.
The Holy Spirit will reveal and make known the true motive and the spirit behind what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to ask God to give us that discerning,
yes,
the gift of discerning of spirits,
yes,
that we might know where the enemy,
mm-hmm,
is behind what is said, and God reveal the true nature of this spirit.
Yes.
And we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to pray for you.
Yes.
That God be upon you. Father, we thank you right now for those listeners that are out there that are listening.
Yes, God.
God Almighty, I pray for release of the Spirit of God on them like never before.
Yes.
And God, I pray that you would give them vision and insight and foresight like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every demonic sniper.
Yes, God.
We bind them up in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we call the enemy out in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
by the authority of your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we cast out devils.
Yes.
We cast the devil out of your mind.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that the Lord God will reveal and make known to you who he is.
Yes.
And what he so desires to be in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for those, oh God, that have deceived the body of Christ.
Yes.
God, that you would deal with them, God. Lord God, that you would just bring, oh God, a mighty and a strong, oh God, anointing, oh God, that will destroy yokes and remove burdens in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for your people that have been deceived, that you would make known unto them your will and your way, your purpose and your plan that you have for them. In these last and evil days, Lord God, I pray that you would use us. Use this ministry. Use the Reddit Church. That we might reach men, women, boys, and girls far and near to hear the word of the Lord in these last and evil days, that they might be delivered when you come, that they might be saved when you come. God, that they might be full of faith when you come, God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, use us, oh God, to be that voice crying in the wilderness that your people might hear the clearing voice of God Almighty in these last and evil days. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. Jesus Christ is Lord on today. I thank you, Pastor, for coming and joining with us on today. I pray that, you know, that the word of God will penetrate your heart on today. And where there is no heart beating, where there is no pulse, that the resurrection word of God will restore you and renew you and revive you on today. We know that there is still hope. Because there's life in the word of God, and everything else is going down but the word of God. And we thank you on today for sharing with us on today, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Ready Church.